Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed for rain. He prayed for rain. He'd say, "Holy Father, water, holy water, release the seed for the children. Oh, not so much for me. In your name, I pray." Promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed for rain. I prayed.
What's up? This is Scott Stapp from Creed. You're listening to Andrew and the Drew Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much again for joining me on the program. Really do appreciate all your support, as always. It's been a little while since we did a show. I've been taking a little break. I've had some things going on that's working out very good for me, moving up in the radio business. So I'm hoping to to make my dream more of a reality very soon. So we'll see how that goes. But thank you all again for joining me. The song you just heard was "Pray for Rain" by Austin Hicks. He lives in Nashville. You can check him out, austinhicksofficial.com. He's a great artist, great young artist, and we're going to play more of his music on the show, hopefully within the next few months. So please stay tuned for that. I want to bring on one of our guest co-hosts for today, David. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hey, Andrew, how are you? It has been a while since you had a show. I've been checking every day and hadn't seen anything. I've kind of missed you.
Yeah, man, it's, like I said before, I've just been handling some other things, and like I said, I hope these things work out for me. So it's not that I'm trying to step completely away from the show, but, I think I told you a while back that I definitely like to kind of step back a little bit and have someone else host the show.
Well, I mean, that you know, as long as you keep the show going, because you do have fans out there, both you and the show. So I actually, I enjoy it quite a bit. I've listened back to several episodes previously. I mean, do you realize you talked to Dale Murphy and to Mr. Belding? Like, that's two of my idols as a kid.
Mr. Belding, Saved by the Bell.
Better than that.
Right. That was really cool being able to talk to Mr. Belding. A little story, I didn't really tell anyone this, but I actually bugged him, got on his nerves, I believe, so bad that he finally did the show. He said he was just kind of like, you know, damn it, let's just do the show. Come on, let's do it. I asked him
so many
times.
That was persistent. That adds up. That makes it happen, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have, you know, if you grew up you know, around that time, I mean, you know, it's so cool to have on somebody like that you grew up watching and all that. It's really cool.
I mean, he was basically everybody's principal that grew up in the 90s. I mean, who didn't love Mr. Belding? And, you know, of course, love Kelly Kapowski as well. But, I mean, Mr. Belding was our principal. He was the nation's principal at that time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've had the honor to have on a wrestling legend, Bill Goldberg, of course, and the guys from Impractical Jokers on True TV. I had on those guys, and just so many. I mean, I've been very blessed to have on the people I've had, and it's been a great ride. I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, you really had some big names, and I mean, it's really impressive. You go back and look through the list of the ones you have had, and it is pretty phenomenal. And like I said, I enjoy every one of them. And the people you're having, you know, me and you are about the same age. So the people you're having on the show are people that I also enjoy. You know, you're talking Goldberg. I mean, come on. It's WCW Nitro at its finest. Who doesn't love Goldberg?
Yes.
So you do a really good job of a big group of people that you do interview. But really, for someone who grew up in the 90s and late 80s and whatnot, this is a fantastic show. I love it.
I think it's pretty safe to say that the people growing up now, they're used to the, and I'll call it what it is. What I very much believe it is, wrestling now is so much of a soap opera. Now there's so much drama involved and talking in the ring and just wrestle, man. You remember when WCW? I mean, they just wrestled. They just had it was just exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you watch back in the – I watch on Netflix, they have, like, the best of WCW Nitro, and I think it's hosted by DDP, which I believe you actually met a couple weeks ago or something like that, right?
Yeah, I actually had the chance to meet Diamond Dallas Page, and I interviewed him, actually. And we're going to play that interview soon. We're just trying to get some things together before we do, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was wrestling at its finest. And they did have a bit of a show. I mean, it was Ric Flair. Nobody could cut a promo like the great Ric Flair. But
right.
You did have great wrestling that went with it. It wasn't just a show, which I will dabble into the new stuff nowadays, but just, you know, with The Rock coming back, I will watch a little bit of it, but it's kind of hard to go back to the way it was.
It is. It really is. And I'm definitely a fan of The Rock as well. He's probably the only one I like in there now. I watch TNA a little bit I've always been a big fan of Sting, man. Sting and WCW, so...
This will go against what everybody thinks. I was never a big Sting guy.
Really?
I wanted to. I just couldn't get. I always was a, you know, when Hogan came over, and of course I liked the Four Horsemen. So maybe it's because I like the bad guys is the reason that I didn't like Sting quite as much.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was an Ultimate Warrior fan for the WWE or WWF at the time. So. It was kind of a play on each other, so maybe that's – I felt like my allegiance to the Ultimate Warrior wouldn't
right.
let me like Sting. Maybe that's what it was.
Right. Exactly. Well, man, I think we had a great interview this morning. We actually had – and you joined me, of course, for that this morning. We had from NBC Dateline's Chris Hansen. Everyone knows him as being on the host of To Catch a Predator on NBC. So many special reports on NBC. I thought we had a great interview with him. What'd you think?
Man, let me tell you. When I say that I am a huge Dateline fan, it is no joke. Like, it is legit that I am a huge Dateline fan. Me and my wife, every Friday night and then Sunday again, all we do is just wait on that show to come on. It's sad, really, because our life revolves around Dateline.
Right.
And as I told in the interview, I was like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to think that was old people TV. But nowadays, like, I can't help but I get all into it. I love
right.
Dateline. him.
Yeah.
Keith Morrison. I mean, just everybody on that show is just, they do a fantastic job, and Chris is one of the best.
Yeah, he definitely is. And I want to go ahead and play that interview now. So this is the interview me and David had this morning with Chris Hansen from NBC. I'm so pleased to welcome from Dateline NBC, Mr. Chris Hansen. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. First, thank you so much for joining me, joining us this morning, and good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you.
I really appreciate you taking out the time, and I've been an avid watcher of yours for a very long time, and I absolutely love your work. You do a phenomenal job with the reporting. Love it.
Well, I've got a great team of people, and you know, from producers, associate producers, and camera folks, and you know, I've been working with these people for, in some cases, up 20 years, and you know, they're not just professionals; they're, you know, my pals. So you know, it makes for a good team. I'm very, very fortunate.
All right. Absolutely. Chris, you have this 2-hour special coming up on Dateline on Sunday, and I cannot wait to watch this. And tell us about this upcoming show.
This is a story about a fellow named Jason Derrick Brown, who on the surface was a Mormon missionary, Eagle Scout, movie star, good looks. And it turns out that over the years, according to authorities, he became a con man and ultimately somebody who committed a robbery and murder that shocked an entire community. And this guy has been on the lam ever since. And so we go back with the FBI and Phoenix, Arizona police and victims of his crimes and recreate this thing and get on the trail of this guy. And, you know, we attempt to help track him down. But it's just a fascinating narrative of how this guy operated and the people he fooled and the things that he did. It's a very compelling story.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see it. Do these stories even surprise you anymore? You do so many compelling stories and about so many people from a broad range of subjects. And does it even surprise you anymore what these people do?
Well, every time I think I've seen it all, you know, I see something that you know, blows me away, even, you know, after seeing just about everything.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's always fascinating, you know, because every story, every investigation, you know, you learn something, you see something that you didn't know about before. And so it, you know, it really keeps you on your toes, you know.
Right. Did a lot of witnesses actually come forward to help the police with, or have they come forward and even with a story, did they come forward to help you?
Yes, absolutely. We had a lot of cooperation from everybody involved, except for Jason Derrick Brown's family, whose brother and sister would not agree to an interview. And in fact, according to the FBI and police, were not real helpful to them. In fact, when they put the word out, he was the guy they were looking for the killing and robbery of this armored car courier. They were just behind him and missed him by minutes at his sister's house in Southern California. Now, we don't know if the sister knew the details of the crime he was accused of committing, but we do know that initially the sister misled police by telling him he was in a different vehicle than the one he actually escaped in. So that threw him off for a little bit. And then the brother was not helpful and had helped hide, you know, the car that he escaped in and had it sanitized. So, you know, they didn't get a lot of cooperation from the family. But you know, from other witnesses, yes. And in fact, it's interesting because they actually, at one point, you know, we talk about this guy having movie star good looks, they actually detained Sean Penn's body double because he so closely resembled the description of Jason Derrick Brown. Obviously, he was released once they figured out who he really was. But that's how much he looks like Sean Penn.
Wow. I cannot wait to see it. And, you know, I understand that family's there for family and all that, but I don't understand it. They commit such a violent crime. Why you wouldn't help the police and help anyone that's, you know, trying to catch this guy.
Well, one of the interesting elements of the story is that, you know, Brown's father was, you know, reputed to be a bit of a flim-flam guy, and he disappeared several years ago and hasn't been seen or heard from since. So you got to wonder, you know, number one, does the apple fall far from the tree? And two, you know, could father and son be on the lam together someplace helping each other out in hiding?
That's very true. That's very true. Can you share any updates with us since this show was filmed? Any new information?
we're hoping that, you know, after it airs on Sunday, that we get some of that information and some tips, you know, leading to his whereabouts. You know, it's not just folks here in, you know, the United States who see these stories. You know, folks all over the world watch them on the internet. So, you know, hopefully we get some good coverage and somebody says, aha, that's the guy working down the street or down at the beach at the surf shop. And, you know, we can generate some good information here.
I hope so as well. David?
Yeah, hey, Chris. As a kid, hey. I remember watching these shows like this, and I happened to watch it with my mom and thinking this was just old people TV. I was like, there's no way I'm going to ever be interested. And now, my wife and I, we are ate up with Dateline. It's every, you know, Friday and Sunday when you do that, we record it. We just love it. Are you noticing that it's a lot younger audiences that are now following, or am I just getting old?
No, well, it's probably a combination. I think we're, you know, now that I've been there 20 years, I think we're all getting old. But, you know, I think we try to keep the stories relevant to all age groups. And, you know, one of the things about the To Catch a Predator series is that, you know, we drew in a lot of people who were, you know, college age. And you know, they may not have always watched for, you know, altruistic journalistic reasons. But the fact is, because of that, you know, they follow us into all these other areas. So you do see college kids getting into it, and not just, you know, kids who are studying journalism, but, you know, people in their 20s and 30s. And especially now, you know, with everybody having a DVR, you know, they can watch it whenever they want. So if they're out on a Friday night or out on a Sunday when we're on, you know, they can watch it the next day whenever they want. And fortunately, now we get credit for those views on our ratings. So just
right. Well, that does make me feel a little bit better. I don't feel quite as old, but
With sadly
so many stories that are very similar to this, I mean, what is there a deciding factor that makes you choose a certain story or a point of interest that comes off to make a better show than others, or how is that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, quite honestly, is access. You know, do we have access to the characters who are critical to the story? And do we have access to the information? And is it a narrative that will last an entire hour? Or do we string together, like we do with the Wild Wild Web series, you know, a series of investigations into an hour that have sort of the same theme? So, yeah, it's got to be interesting. Sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, it happening on our watch. You know, sadly, when Newtown happened, you know, it was Friday. And you know, you got a pretty good sense early on that this was a, you know, horrific tragedy. And it was something that we needed to throw all our resources at for Friday night show. And that's exactly what we did.
All right. Well, like I said before, this two-hour Dateline special will air Sunday, March 24th on NBC, 7 p.m., 6 Central. Cannot wait for it. I know we're running out of time, Chris, but I wanted to ask you about the show To Catch a Predator, one of my favorite shows. And I could not imagine. I mean, I know you're a reporter and you're doing your job, but how scary is this for you of someone entering this home to meet a child? And even though there's police surrounding the home, waiting for him to come out, but how scary is that for you? Because I mean, you don't really know who you're meeting either.
Well, it's true, and you know, you try to get a sense for these folks, whether it's, you know, that kind of investigation or another kind, before you know it. I mean, you want to know the answers to the questions before you ask them. But we had, you know, a whole security protocol of our own inside, you know, our own private security. So I felt, you know, personally, I felt, you know, safe. I felt that we took as many precautions as we could to ensure the safety of the crew and everybody who worked on those stories, and a lot of moving parts go into it. But yeah, there's always the unknown, and you know, the amazing thing is, you know, I can go after, you know, some big bad hitman and have him shake my hand at the end of the interview, and yet, you know, exposing a guy selling counterfeit accessories for you know, iPhones in a suburban Connecticut mall almost takes my head off. it's when you least expect it that, you know, you almost get whacked.
Yeah.
And so it's really just a matter of being aware. But you're so focused on, you know, interviewing the person and their body language that it's really not till it's over that you can think about, wow, that was something that could have been dangerous.
Right. Have you ever had anyone pull a gun on you or a knife or anything?
Never had a knife or a gun that I can recall. We did have a close call in Florida one time where a guy showed up after we had shut down the operation for the evening, and it turns out he was a cop in a small town in Alabama and had multiple guns in his car and on his body. And looking back, I'm pretty happy we didn't have him come in the house.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Again, it special airs this Sunday on NBC at 7 p.m. 6 Central. And Chris, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you. I believe you have Twitter. Is that right?
Yes, at Chris Hansen, and I can be reached that way. And we also can have folks go to the DatelineNBC.com website, and they have access there if they want to have tips, called in, or they have story ideas. But yeah, Twitter is at Chris Hansen. I'm on it.
Great. Chris, again, thank you so much. I wanted to have you on for so long now, and it's such an honor to finally have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye. And that is Chris Hansen from NBC, Dateline on NBC. Such an honor to have him, and I want to bring David back in. David, thank you for doing that interview with me, and like I said, a great interview with him. I have so much respect for Chris.
No, thank you. Like I said, Dateline is a show that we've always watched. We just love it. And Chris Hansen, like you were saying, his To Catch Predator shows, I mean, best show on TV. I mean, when I watch that, it A, makes me sad, but B, is truly entertaining that it just, these people would just go to the levels and stoop to the levels that they do go. And right. Also good that they are actually getting these people off the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And just like I said, just a fantastic show. And cannot wait, like I said a minute ago, or during the interview, I should say, that show, that Dateline show with Chris, will air this Sunday on NBC at 7 p.m., 6 Central. And David, I know we're running out of time a little bit, but we do have a few minutes. Tell us, you're actually working on something right now yourself. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, thanks to you, Drew, I've actually started to do a podcast on my own with a couple of buddies of mine up here in North Georgia. And like I said, all that came from listening to you, and you kind of guided me along the way about that. But we are having a show that's called Inappropriate Commentary with David and Poe. And basically, it's me, myself, and my friend Don Treese, a.k.a. Earl Poe, basically telling stories and covering topics from all nature, both be it sports, the news, any kind of breaking news. And what it is basically myself being a country bumpkin and my friend Don Treese being a black guy, it's kind of a different perspective that we have on everything. So we kind of go back and forth, both in a comedic way and then just kind of make people laugh for the most part. We've got that show, and also we're doing a show called Cupcake After Dark. It's where I have another friend who is in her 30s, love life not as what she wants it to be. So it kind of tells a story of basically her going through life, trying to find that soulmate, and just all kind of stories, basically kind of like Sex and the City, Georgia Mountain style.
Right. All right. Well, that's awesome. Have you had your first show or not?
We are having our first show this weekend. We do have a website up at David and Poe. That's DavidAndPoe.com. We have blog stories up. We'll have shows up on Monday. We're trying to get those recorded over the weekend and then have shows up and, do one show a week for each show and also have different stories throughout the week. It's basically try to make people laugh and try to live up to we can't do what you do, Drew. You get all these celebrity interviews, but we're hoping to get to that point. And maybe our first interview, I would love it if it was the great Drew from The Drew Show.
I'd love to. Just let me know the time and the place. I'd be honored to. I've said this before, I wouldn't be anywhere right now without the listeners and without the help from so many people, so many mentors around me. I've just been very blessed to have some friends in the business and or made some friends in the business to to be able to do this. So I'm really honored. But and now, how can you gave the website, and I know you have Twitter as well, but I cannot remember the name, that name.
Yeah, you can follow me at D40, as in the number 40, Smith. D40 Smith. It's you look under David Smith, but good luck with that. There's a gazillion of us. But D40
right.
Smith is now. We're going to try to get a show website, I mean a show Twitter up and going, but we're in the early stages of it, and we're hoping that it catches on. And I mean, it's just really fun to just sit down and tell what's on your mind. I mean, with your friends, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you get to do that with, you know, you have celebrities, but you also have people like myself come on and are able to talk back and forth. You know, it's just fun. We enjoy doing it, and I feel like that's something you enjoy doing. That's a good hobby to have. So I'm hoping it takes off, but if it doesn't, as long as I get to hang out and just talk with good friends, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah. Exactly, and I like I told you this before, David, and I told you this a few weeks ago. You know, any way I can ever help you out at all, just don't never hesitate to holler at me. So you have my number and everything, so just never hesitate to contact me. I can do anything for you. I can.
You're a good man, and I appreciate it. And I hope to make a few more appearances on this here Drew show, if you wouldn't mind having me.
Man, I would love to have you, and I will let you know when our next show is. And that's one thing I want to say. I've not 100% sure when our next show is, but hopefully we'll have one very soon, and I'll let you guys know. And David will be back on with us, or hopefully he'll be back on with us if he agrees. Or
I enjoy his show so much that I'm going to make sure that he tries to get a show out at least once a week, because I enjoy it. If I got to go with him myself to help do it, I'm going to do that, because this man deserves to be on the radio, because he's fun to listen to, and he has great interviews. So we're going to make that happen.
Man,
I'm
putting
the test on you, Drew.
I appreciate it.
Putting
I really
the pressure
appreciate it.
On you. Putting the pressure
yeah.
on you, man.
Putting pressure on me, yeah. So, somebody needs to. Maybe I probably would have more somebody put some pressure on me, yeah.
That's what we're going to do, because you do have fans out there, and people do listen. Every day I go to my little podcast app where I got the Drew Show, where I subscribe to it on iTunes. I pull it down to refresh it, and then I see no new show. It's just like sad. So you got to get... You got to keep those shows coming, because you do have people out there relying on them. I know you're busy with everything else, and I know that's a good thing, but
yeah.
You do have fans, and I enjoy listening to it.
Man, I appreciate that. That really, really means a lot that you say that, and I appreciate it. And I can't wait to listen to your show as well. So, man, I wish you all the best and God bless. And I appreciate you joining me for this show as well, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good, Drew. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Bye. Thank you.
And like I said, everyone can follow me on Twitter at Drew BTR. That's just simple, DREWBTR. You can follow David. His Twitter name again is D40 Smith. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you all so much again for joining us. Please stay tuned for more shows to come. We are going to have some very soon, so just keep an eye on that scheduler. So I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.